This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Chris Salcedo, Saturdays noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
Next week, you will see a stark contrast to what you saw in Cleveland this week. You will see talented leaders from a broad range of disciplines, occupations, and perspectives. You will see diversity and inclusion that mirrors what this country looks like.
That was a DNC representative saying you're going to see exactly the opposite of the DNC of what you saw in the RNC, which, I said, wait a minute, what did you see at the RNC? You saw, and what did you see during this race for the White House in both primaries? You saw on the Democrat side, three white people running. On the Republican side, you saw a black man, you saw a woman, you saw two Hispanics, you saw an Indian man running for the office in a field of 17 candidates. You tell me which one was more diverse. You saw that. You saw Hispanics there. You saw blacks there. You saw a wide variety of individuals. You even saw Peter Thiel. He is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, co-founder of PayPal. He was at the RNC, and he had this to say.
When I was a kid, the great debate was about how to defeat the Soviet Union, and we won. Now we are told that the great debate is about who gets to use which bathroom. This is a distraction from our real problems. Who cares? Of course, every American has a unique identity. I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I am proud to be an American.
Now listen to all the hate in that room for this gay man. Listen. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, you can't see it, but they're standing up. It's a standing ovation. Oh, yeah. A lot of hate in there. Yep.
I don't pretend to agree with every plank in our party's platform, but fake culture wars only distract us from our economic decline. And nobody in this race is being honest about it except Donald Trump.
So there you go. And I heard that Rachel Maddow was reduced to a bumbling idiot after hearing a gay man make such a powerful case for Donald Trump, and the reaction and the support that gay man got from the Republican Party. Now, contrast that with what the Democrats did when gays were attacked by a radical Islamic fundamentalist terrorist. Democrats sided with the terrorist. Just contrast that. That's all part of the PPPO, folks, the Progressive Preference Pecking Order chart. Let me talk more about what's coming up at the DNC with my next guest, Ken Timmerman. He's a nationally recognized investigative reporter and war correspondent who was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006. He is in the New York Times bestselling Authors Club, 10 books, as a matter of fact, on national security issues. He's written for the American Spectator, USA Today, the Washington Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times. Lectures on Iran at the Pentagon's Joint Counterintelligence Training Academy. He's the author of the brand new book, Deception, The Making of the YouTube Video Hillary and Obama Blamed for Benghazi. Ken, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chris. It's a pleasure.
So, before we get into the book, I just want you to give us of what you think we're going to see as the Democrats convene in Philadelphia.
Well, let's start with blame America first, because that seems to be one of their great themes. They're the one that they can't really get away from ever. Blame America first for the ills of the world and what they perceive to be the grievance-based politics that they are putting forward. It's really a shame to see this. They have been doing this systematically for the past 100 years, trying to divide Americans, create greed and envy amongst those haves and have not, instead of recognizing the greatness of America and the greatness of the American people to create wealth indiscriminately, no matter who you are, no matter what your color, your creed, your race, whatever. You can get wealthy in this country if you've got an idea and you know how to sell it.
Yeah, and of course, there's going to be a whole bunch of spinning and tail making about, and dressing up, putting lipstick on a pig, if you will, about Hillary's reputation and her actual personality. It will all be hidden for this facade that is going to be presented to the country, which is nothing close to reality. And one of the indicators that we have of this was recent revelations from the FBI investigation and from emails that Hillary Clinton knew that the terrorist attack in Benghazi was indeed a planned terrorist attack, and that this video that was scapegoated was simply that. It was a scapegoat. It had no bearing whatsoever on the killing of four Americans. She knew it. Her emails prove she knew it, not only to foreign heads of state, but also to her own family. So what do you outline in this book, Deception, about this video? I mean, and by the way, maybe you can update our listeners, because I'm not really sure, where is the creator of this video? Is he still in jail, or has he been released?
Well, I spent quite a bit of time with Nikola, Vasily Nikola, the Coptic Christian who made this film. He was put in jail for a year by Hillary Clinton. Remember, she promised the parents of the victims of the four men who died in Benghazi, we will get the man responsible for this. We will put the filmmaker in jail. And she did for a year. He's out, but he is terrified that for as long as Obama is president, he could be put back in jail at any moment. Remember, he was put in jail for a parole violation from an earlier conviction. A really, when you read the account of it, and I go into some detail on this in Deception, because it's just hard to believe unless you see the detail, you can read what they actually said in that hearing. He could be put in jail for jaywalking. I mean, he could be put in jail for looking crossways at somebody. That's what he's afraid of. And in the banana republic that Obama and Hillary have left behind them, unfortunately, that's true.
Right. And so he lives in fear now because he was scapegoated for Hillary Clinton's incompetence.
Correct.
Yeah. And it could happen. Is this dynamic the too big to fail dynamic?
Well, she is certainly too big to fail. And the FBI investigation proved what Donald Trump has been saying, that we have a rigged system. There's one system of justice for people whose names are Obama or Clinton, and another for the rest of us poor schmucks who are just ordinary Americans. And it's not supposed to be that way. And it won't be that way, I believe, if Donald Trump gets elected in November.
Deception, the name of the book, the making of the YouTube video, Hillary and Obama Blamed for Benghazi. Ken, some revelations in this book. I don't want you to give everything away, but something that maybe folks would learn by reading the book they didn't know from the reportage, such as it was, over this deception given to America by Hillary Clinton and by Barack Obama's administration.
Well, when I went into researching this book about a year and a half ago, I wanted to know, first of all, did the government make the movie? Because it was so convenient that they could blame this movie for everything that happened in Benghazi. And it turns out, no, the government did not make the movie. It really was the Egyptian Coptic Christian. But what did happen, very unusual, is that the movie went viral worldwide because, and only because, the U.S. government was promoting it. Hillary Clinton promoted it directly. Barack Obama promoted it directly. Nobody had heard of it. I tracked the YouTube channels that were where the movie was available on the night of September 11th. The one that the American media was pointing to had 405 views. Nobody
Wow.
had seen it. Nobody had seen it. Within 10 days, it had 10 million views. But that was because a government contractor had set up a special YouTube channel and did some pretty sophisticated marketing to push it out there. So it got worldwide attention. And it is true, after the attacks, after Benghazi, starting on the 12th of September, the very next day, this YouTube video really did spark violent protests around the Muslim world. So the administrations could say, hey, look, this video is terrible. People are protesting it, and it caused Benghazi. Well, yes, people were protesting it. Yes, people were getting killed in those protests. But no, it did not cause Benghazi. So And tax, see, that was the level of the deception.
Yeah, and taxpayers' money was used to advertise in Muslim countries that the United States government wasn't responsible whatsoever for this hateful video that you can find. I'm surprised they didn't link to it to show where it was.
Exactly. Right. But they gave you the words to use. And when I say clever marketing, they put these key words in there in all the YouTube channels so people could find it easily. You know, hateful video, anti-Islam video, you know, the Muhammad movie. I mean, they use various phrases, but it was really very clever, very, very clever marketing.
Well, I got to tell you that I think there's this is a classic case of tail wagging dog, courtesy of course, where does it always come from, typically in the modern age, from the Democrat Party. And it's something folks ought to consider, that if you get on the wrong side of these Democrats, and this is Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, imagine what she could do occupying the Oval Office, folks. The name of the book is Deception, The Making of the YouTube Video, Hillary and Obama Blamed for Benghazi. Ken Timmerman, the author, sir. Appreciate the time and expertise as always here on the Chris Salcedo Show.
Thanks so much, Chris. Pleasure to be with you.
Chris Salcedo.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.